What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and I'm back with episode 330 of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today, I was at the Quad Cities Marathon and Quad Cities Half Marathon today, cheering on one of my clients, Denise, and my cousin, Allie, and they did amazing. They absolutely crushed it, and it was so cool being there, seeing them out on the course, and seeing them cross the finish line. But today, I was also reminded of something that I think is really important that can help you increase your self-confidence. And that's if you want to increase your self-confidence in an endurance event or in anything that you're trying to move forward. So I am going to roll the trailer, then I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I'm going to bring it back to you. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right. So first, I want to take you back to grade school or high school, and you can pick whatever class it is. Maybe it's a social studies class, it's English class, or it's public speaking class, and it's presentation day. This is where everybody in the class needs to give a presentation. And if you're like me, in high school, that's the kind of thing that starts to make you a little bit nervous, right? Maybe you have prepared, maybe you haven't prepared as much, but you have to get up in front of the whole class and give a presentation. And the teacher asks, all right, is there a volunteer of anybody who wants to go first? You know, are you the type of person that raises your hand and says, yep, I'm going to go first? Or are you the type of person who would sit back and wait and let others go? Now, for me, I was usually the type of person where I wanted other people to go first. And, you know, once I had somebody else go, maybe it's one of my friends or somebody else who's just like me, once I saw them go through, give their presentation and have the, you know, the class clap or have the teacher say, all right, good job, that gave me a little bit more confidence. And this is actually the same type of thing that I think happens with endurance events. Now, I was at the Quad Cities Marathon and Half Marathon today, as I mentioned in the intro, and I was cheering on one of my clients, Denise, and my cousin, Allie. And it's something that I'm reminded of every time I'm at an endurance event, whether that's a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, a marathon, or an Ironman type of event. It doesn't matter what type of event it is. When you go there and you feel the energy, it's just, you just get so inspired. And the other part is it starts to build up confidence in yourself. And that's because you see people of all different shapes. You see people of all different sizes. You see people, you see men and women. You see young people and older people. You see all of these different types of people, and they're all doing the same event. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because if you're listening to this, you're either already training for an endurance event, or you're thinking about training for an endurance event, or you're thinking about starting some other type of habit or project or, you know, big goal. And something that I've seen show up time and time again, whether that's all the way back in grade school or high school when you're giving a presentation or in an endurance event, one of the best ways to actually build self-confidence before you even take on something is just to go to an event and see somebody just like you do and be successful in whatever it is that you are trying to do. So let's say that you want to, or you're thinking about taking on a half marathon, which is a pretty big goal. One piece of advice that I would have for you before you even get started is just go to a half marathon and just see and just observe and look at the runners and cheer them on, because I guarantee you that you're going to find somebody who is either around your age, around your height and weight, and you're going to see them finishing. And that's the type of thing that builds self-confidence. And I think it's a really easy way to build self-confidence. And that's why I wanted to share this thought with you today. It's actually something that I've talked about previously on the podcast before, back in January, when I was doing a podcast every day. I read a book that was written by Dr. Simon Marshall and his wife, Leslie Patterson, and it's called The Brave Athlete. And what they did is they went through 13 mental conundrums that endurance athletes face. And one of those is, I don't think I can do this, which is a lack of confidence. And they looked at all of the different ways to build confidence. And, you know, one of the first ways is really obvious. It's be successful and you know, actually do something that can help you gain self-confidence. So what I mean by that is, if you want to gain more confidence as a runner, what you do is you go for a run and complete it. And by completing it, that helps you gain confidence. And so what you try and do is you try and break that down as small as possible, and you have these micro wins and these micro successes. And that's one of the best ways to help you gain confidence. But one of the second ways to help you gain self-confidence is not to actually do anything and take any sort of action. It's actually just to watch somebody who's just like you be successful in whatever it is that you are trying to do. And I believe they call it mastery by proxy. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I believe that's the term. And it's basically just this concept that if you see somebody who's just like you doing what you want to do, it creates that feeling of, oh, if they can do it, then I can do it too. And a lot of times that can be enough, you know, to give you that self-confidence and help you take that first step. So I was just reminded of that today by being at that event and just feeling the energy. And it kind of made me think, man, I want to do something like this. I want to do this race next year or whenever they have it again, because it's just that type of thing where you see it and you want to do it yourself. And so as I bring it back to you, I'm not sure exactly what your goal is. Maybe it's an endurance event. Maybe it's taking on some other big goal or dream. And my question for you is, you know, have you thought about actually going to an event to gain self-confidence? You know, have you ever thought about that, or have you actually tried that before? And that's one thing that I want you to think about. And maybe if it's not an endurance event, maybe if it's something else, how can you find somebody else who is doing what you're doing and already, you know, being successful in it? And if you do that, if you do those two things, go to an event, see people just like you, or just find somebody who's just like you already doing it, I guarantee you it's going to increase your self-confidence. It's going to help you be more successful. It's going to help you take that first step, which what I talked about the other day is just get started. And so I think gaining a little bit of self-confidence is all that you need to just get started with whatever it is that you are trying to do. So that is my thought. That's my message for today. And if you found any sort of value in it, would you please go ahead and leave a 5-star review? That's the type of thing that keeps me going, keeps me motivated, and I appreciate it tremendously. So that's what I have for today, and I'll talk to y'all later.